on East Coast Radio.
It's the full orchestra for me that does it. Goosebumps. Can you imagine watching this live? Well, imagine no more. The Goo Goo Dolls are coming to South Africa on their best of tour, and we get a piece of it. Durban! Durban ICC, 5th of December. There are some few tickets left. Go to get your tickets at Web Tickets. And lead singer John and bassist Robbie Takak are joining us. What have you guys been up to since we last spoke?
You know, working on a new record and hanging around.
No one told me there was another record. What is this? Record number 14?
Yeah, I lost track.
I don't know.
I mean, that's what I'm having difficulty with communicating to people, and especially to my listeners, and maybe you could help me with this, right? There is such a legacy with Goo Goo Dolls, and then there's this rock concert, which I want to tell people to come to. And I think even for a lot of people, especially here in Durban, there's some people who might not have that brilliant, amazing core memory of a rock concert.
Yeah, they still do them occasionally around here.
The Goo Goo Dolls on the 5th of December at the ICC is going to be a core memory. It's a story that you bring up all the time. So from John and Robbie, what are they going to come to?
I mean, we always play a lot of hits that we've had and some deeper cuts, and we just try to fill the room with a better vibe, you know?
You know, your music is on 80% of people's playlists. That's even today.
Wow. I thought I'd be richer. I thought I'd have a lot more money.
Do you get people that that still stop you out and about and try and explain to you how your music touches them?
You know what? I got to say, that's the best part. That's the best thing. I'll be in the supermarket or like walking my dog or whatever. And then someone will literally walk up to me almost every day and just say, you know, I love that song. You know, that song really helped me through this time in my life. That's a great reward. You know, I mean, I know that there's a lot of great music being made these days, but it's like you got to dig for the stuff that'll really get into the feels. I'm just happy that I was able to touch a nerve a couple of times, you know? Being modest, okay?
You guys do a lot of shows in the U.S., but now you're heading to South Africa.
Our trips abroad are always really interesting for us. You know, we're so familiar with touring here in the States. You know, we do so much traveling here, and it was few and far between for us to be able to get out and play shows, you know, far, far out of our region. So every time we've been to South Africa thus far, it's been amazing. I think we're really looking forward at this point to playing a little bit longer of a show. Most of the shows we've done over there have been opening situations or festival bills and stuff like that. So this is a great opportunity for us.
I mean, this allows us a chance to play a longer show and get a little deeper into the album, a few more deeper cuts instead of just, you know, when you're in a festival situation, you're like, well, we better play every song that people know. And then you usually have room to play like two songs that you want to play, you know? Not that I don't want to play all the hits, because I am very grateful for that. And I can't handle like when you talk to a musician and they mention their biggest hit and they're like, oh, I don't ever want to play that song again. And I'm like, that song bought you a house in California. So how could you be so ungrateful? You know, I mean,
just as important, like, you know, there's people there, you know, who've shown up that day to see you play, you know, a particular song, you know, and like, you know, we got a pretty good idea what those songs are. So for us, you know, to rob people of that, especially when we come so rarely, you know, is crazy.
I'm a firm believer in the Ray Davies saying, you give the people what they want, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Darren, Sky, and Carmen on East Coast Radio.